peace sign?
Okay, good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, gentlemen. We're continuing the Rambam Hilchos Machlokes Aseres Perek Tazayin Halacha Chaf Aleph, Chapter 16, Law 21. We're talking about different things that need to be nullified in terms of kashrus. And we talked about, the last thing we talked about were the shells from forbidden foods if they were used to dye sweaters. And we said that the sweater becomes usur because the dye is now an inseparable part of the sweater. So now we talk about other things regarding the dyes and the clothing. Chaf Aleph in 21. V'chein beged she'orag bo melo hasit. And similarly, if a garment was woven, how much was woven with the forbidden stuff? Melo hasit. A melo hasit is the space in between the index and middle fingers when you spread them apart to make the peace sign. So that's it, man. Melo hasit, that is where Gemara had it first. It
used to be a victory sign as well.
This is what a melo hasit is. So now, you weave that much with what? Shitzvao be'orla. You dyed that amount with orla, the forbidden produce. Ven yadua ezehu, you don't know where that amount is in the garment. So here, what do we say? Yala be'echad umasayim. It will be nullified if there's a proportion of 1 to 200 against that, then it will be permitted. However, so that's the same idea. You need 200 to knock it off. But what if these arvu samane orla bis samane heter? What if dyes of orla got mixed in with dyes of permitted ones, and I don't know what's going on over there.
But
the samone are not the dyes. I'm sorry, the samone are the spices. How do the English translate samone?
The powder dye.
The powder, yeah. But it's the powder, right? It's the powder dye. Okay, get mixed up. Also 1 in 200. However, now next is going to be different. Made seva, dyed liquid. Okay, but made seven. In other words, you have some liquid dyed with oil.
It says 1 in 200.
You said 1 in 200. I meant 1 in 200. Sorry. Okay. Now, what if you have a dyed liquid with the prohibited amount, and also kosher dyed liquid mixed in together? There, you don't need 1 in 200. All you need is your butler barov. You just need a majority to knock it off. Why is it different than other cases?
This is identity.
Because the other cases, there's a real thing there. There's a sweater. There's a powder. Here, it's just the liquid. It's all liquid. It's just a dye to the liquid. In other words, even the prohibited dyed liquid, the liquid was really permitted. It's just the dye. It's just a little bit of food coloring. A drop of food coloring makes all that water colored from the prohibited little bit of dye. So since it's not real stuff, as it were, so a majority would be enough to nullify it. Okay, Chaf Beis. Now, Tanur shehisiku beklife orla ubekile hakerem. Let's say now we're heating up a stove, and you heat it up with the shells of orla or kile hakerem, which are prohibited. Now, what kind of stove are we talking about? Bein chodesh, whether it's a brand new stove, and when you heat up a brand new stove for the first time, that improves the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
The stove isn't so solidified. So when you heat up a stove for the very first time, you now make the stove a good stove. Because it looks many cracks, a face, whatever, and it wouldn't cook so well, bake so well. So the first time you fire up a stove, it is a repair to the stove in and of itself. So regardless, if you're using these shells of the prohibited food to heat up a new stove, where you now are making and fixing the stove, or bein yashen, or whether it's an old stove, and you're just heated up the stove to keep it warm. Now, obviously, we already know if you can't cook food in a stove that's being heated up with a forbidden fuel. We learned that a while back.
Yeah.
But here's the little difference over here. You heat up the stove with nothing in the stove. Nothing's in the stove. Now, you heated it up. The stuff got burned up. The stove is now up to 500, whatever you have. And now that stuff's been burnt out. So now you got not a totally empty stove, but you're not continuously keeping the stove fired up with new stuff that's still burning. That stuff's out, but you still have the effect of it that the stove is hot. Now, what you would want to do is put food in that stove now, and it will be heated from the heat that's there, even though the prohibited stuff burnt itself out. Now, to which the Rambam says, nothing doing. He says, Yutsan, let it cool off first, and don't bake or cook anything with the heat that came from what you used to heat it up from the prohibited thing. And once it's cooled down, now you can start over. And Yachem also Be'atzei Hater. Now take permitted branches, and now heat up the stove brand new, and now with the brand new fire, has nothing to do with the old fire anymore, and now it's okay to use it. Now hold on, there's an important thing we have to add over here. Just wait 1 second. So what's the insight? Well, you could say the simple pshat is, okay, we can't use even the heat that comes after that. But wait, there's still a second insight, because we said regardless of a new or an old stove. Now there's a difference between the new and the old stove, and what's the difference?
It improves.
With the new stove, you have now permanently improved that stove that now for any future cooking you do, you have benefited from that initial firing of it.
Exactly.
So now wait, so what happens? So now that you let it cool down, and now you're going to put only permitted wood in. So now what's happening now? There's really two separate items that are really involved in the cooking process. The stove that is now usable, and that's usable from the prohibited stuff you put in, and now the heat you presently have in the stove is coming from the new stuff that is permitted. And we're going to see that the Gemara tells us that the law is if zev zeh goyrim, if part of the prohibited causes and part of the permitted causes, then it's mutter. You're allowed to benefit from it. So if they both together, as it were, produce the effect, it's machlokas there, but the chachamim hold that that's halacha. So even though lechatchila you shouldn't do this and this you should do this, but still we hold like, but here you're allowed to do it after it's cooled off. Because why? Because then you can, no, because then you can never use the stove again.
Right, yeah.
In a normal case where you're putting two things together, we'd say, l'chachila, don't do that. Don't initially do that. But here, the b'dievet is the l'chachila. Once I've heated up a new stove with prohibited stuff, you know, I've always got a prohibited thing over here. Right. And if we're going to stick to the main law, l'chatchila, I can never use the stove, ever. Well, that would be too much of a loss for the guy. So that's the situation, sort of like a b'dievet situation, right? Because what are you going to do, break the whole stove? So for the new one, even though l'chatchila, we don't let the two joint, you don't do it together, b'dievet, it's okay. So here, when the stove's already been fixed through that, and it was new, so it's like a b'dievet forever for the use of that stove.
What if I put an asherah on that stove?
A who?
An asherah, like a forbidden tree that people dive into. Like it's a really...
Okay, I don't know, maybe I voted, I don't know. It could be the same thing, I don't know.
No, but
won't see him losing the
reason you can
forever.
Do this is we're saying that this it's okay wood that you're burning. So you're okay wood with that.
So now, so again, so even though we generally don't allow this and that to be used together initially, and aren't we doing it initially now? We let it cool down, and now we're initially putting in. But it's already an after the fact initially, because that stove forever will be indebted to that not good wood that made the shells that enabled it to solidify. So there's nothing we can do. What are you going to do? It's already always after the fact. So therefore we can do it. We'll see, there'll be other cases coming up. But in the case where it's an old stove, there's baklal no problem. There's no real deep insight because now it's only, the old stove was a good old stove anyway. The fact that the fire came from a bad source, but he didn't benefit, didn't do anything for the stove. It's cooled down. So now you're just using it for the fire. Okay, but now we gotta figure a minute now. But what if, he didn't wait? What if he chose not to wait? Doesn't matter, new or old. And the stove is still hot from the forbidden shells that heated it up. If you cook with it before it cools off, bain pas, bain tars, doesn't matter if it's bread, doesn't matter if it's a cooked dish, you can't benefit from it, even if it's an old stove that hasn't cooled down, because the heat is coming from the prohibited shells. Okay? Now, although, okay, this gets very complicated, the commentator gets into great detail here, but wait a minute. We did allow by a new stove, yeah, didn't we? That
one
cooled that cooled
minute.
Off.
Yeah.
So here, wait a minute. Don't we have the old stove? Isn't that part of it? The old stove is still part of it. So why should we prohibit the tafshel? You have the old stove that's around, and you've got the new fire. He says no, because that's not so recognizable in the bread or in the thing. Only that really is recognizable is the prohibited thing that is the fuel. The fuel of that came from the shells of Orla, that's recognizable. Therefore, it's worse than a case of this and those. Right? And that's what the Rambam indeed says as he continues. He says it's prohibited. Why? Because yesh shevach atzei iser b'pasal tafshel. You see the improvement in the bread and in the food directly from the forbidden shells. You don't see that so directly in the fact that the stove is just there. Okay, now, let's take it a step further now. Now, even in the case where you let it cool down, where it hasn't cooled down, but still the it's hot, but there's still some residue in there. There's something, there ashes, something that's in there, right? But what if now, gorav es kol ha'esh, what if you clean out all the fire, and there's nothing there? Whoa. Right, there's some coals, but that's about it. But then you're going to use and cook from the heat. Then that's okay. Why? Because the prohibited wood has been totally dissipated. So it comes out in the original halacha, it wasn't just the heat alone. There seemed to be a little bit of residual amount of from the wood was still there, even though the main fire was gone. But if you got rid of everything, even though it's hot, then it's okay because there's really nothing there. So there has to be some residual amount to make it chayv if you haven't let it cool down. Now, how about utensils?
So in the new stove case, there's nothing residually there, just the benefit of having solidified the stove. So if we say the same thing, there's nothing physically there from the prohibited amount, why do you have to come on to the good wood and all that sort of stuff?
There's still a heat.
Well, it could be that the stove is here.
Yeah.
The fixed stove, that's a permanent reminder.
Reminder.
That's
it's
a totally
but it's
the physical stove. It was an inoperable stove, and now it's an operable stove.
Right.
So that's a higher level.
It hasn't changed. It's, I guess it has.
But the stove wasn't operable before. That's the difference.
So is less kismutar b'dieved, or is it less, where, the last when you remove all the
mutar min luchachila.
So you still got the heat, even though you've taken everything
that's
else?
That's what he's saying. He says because the wood has dissipated. It's gone.
He says there could be a little bit glowing coals, but it's okay.
Yeah.
But you still, it'll still be hot to touch. I mean, it's still hot in that room. A little hot there.
Somehow that's okay because it's not a physical thing.
There's no remnant of the wood at all.
So I'll give you a head start.
Okay. Chaf Gimel. Now how about if you make different utensils through this forging process with this prohibited thorns or shells? Ka'aras, plates, vakosos, and cups, ukederas, and pots, utslochios, and jugs. Shabishlon hayotzer, that the potter cooked. Bekilipe orla, through these shells of orla. So can I use those utensils for regular eating? Hare elu asurim ba'no, it's prohibited ano. This is more than just the stove now. The stove is just, not just, but it's cooking it up. Here the utensils are actually making the utensils working. And there really isn't anything of a permitted nature going against it. It's just the whole cup is usher. Shari adov, shadover usher bana, usher mchadish, something that was prohibited to benefit from, has made it into a new utensil. Therefore you cannot use those utensils at all.
Forever.
Smash them basically.
Forever.
Yeah, you're kind of stuck. Can't use them. Huh?
Throw them in the Dead Sea.
Throw them in the Dead Sea, eh?
Can't well, on the mission.
Can't
on the mission.
Can't
we're on the mission. So we should get collect them for the mission.
Okay. Chav Dalet. Pas Shabishla Agave Gecholim Shel Atse Orla. Okay. Let's say you took wood of Orla and you cooked, fired it up, and now the wood has turned into coals. These are coals are a direct result of the Orla that was there. And now what do? You put bread, and you're cooking bread now, not on the fire that came from the wood. It's already the fire, the wood is gone totally. All you got is coals. And with those coals, you're making the bread that you're baking, okay? And there, so now what do we say? Muteres, it is permitted. By the way, the Radvaz adds, we're talking about still the shells of Orla and not the actual wood. Because the wood of Orla is permitted, by the way. The wood, tree of Orla is okay. It's just the fruits, which will be the shells. So not, that's, but be that way, it's mutter wide. Kevin Shanas and Gecholm, since they've turned into coals, Holach Yisurin, the prohibition has left. Afalpi Shehain Bars, even though they're burning, but there ain't nothing of any semblance of those things left.
Why don't we say the coals are a physical remainder?
They're not. That's what he's saying. The thing is gone. It's gone. It's not there anymore. So that again comes back. So even if we have coals, it doesn't seem to be a problem. Now, Kedera.
I don't understand, because the shells transformed the wood into coals.
So the shells are totally gone now. You just got coals.
Right. But how is that different than keep coming back to the shells transforming the new oven to an old oven?
No, because the oven now is operable. Remember, it was an inoperable oven. Coals, so you can't undo the fact that you've made it an operable oven.
You have a benefit.
You have a benefit that this oven forever is indebted to the actual Orla that was burning that made it good. Okay? That was for, can never be taken away. Here, the Orla is gone.
No, but the coals were created by the
Orla. But it's not a utensil.
It's already a second level.
It's been, the thing's been destroyed, and now what's left is coals. The coal is not the same thing as an oven. The oven is a thing that will last forever that has been refined and fixed because it benefited from that. The coal is just the result of the thing burning itself out. So there's some fire, but it's not, you know, you can't use that coal. That coal is, it's not a reusable coal. Like an oven.
For this purpose, for baking.
Like an oven.
But they're not the original thing.
Right.
There's no repair being made here. It's just the result of itself destructing. That's the difference.
Right.
Okay, anyway, I hear it's a fine line difference over here. Anyway, where am I now? Kedera, Shabi Shalosa, Bekilfe Arlo, Bekilfe Akarim. Now, you have to read this carefully now. You have to read it with proper punctuation. Let's say you cook the dish of food. There's food inside here. And you cooked it with the shells of Orla or shells of Kilei Kerem. And the things of us have been cooking for 20 minutes. You're making a soup. It's cooking for 20 minutes, totally with prohibited stuff. But then you run out of the prohibited stuff and you still need to cook it longer. So now what do? Put a comment over there. And now, afterwards, Uba'atze Heter. And now you put permitted wood in there to finish off the job. Hareatashil Osir. You can't eat the cooked dish at all. All right, wait a minute. This is after the fact. Isn't it this one and that one created its reality? Don't we say after the fact we're lenient? The apple dish is Evazek. Even though these two wound up being contributors, and let's say even equal, let's say, and Bidi Evid, we usually say that's okay. The answer is no. Because since it was at two separate stages, when do we say together? When they were together at the same time doing it. But look what we have over here. For the first 20 minutes, what are you going to say? For the first 20 minutes. When you were only cooking it with the prohibited wood, you didn't have the permitted wood there. So it's 100% with us doing what it was doing. Part of the overall cooking process was totally Va'atzei Heter, with permitted, but umiksaso, but Israel, part of it was with totally usher. Alright? So now it already has received the usher before the permitted, so you definitely benefited from only the prohibited before the permitted got into the game. And even at the end of the day, you may have tied the score, but not in the beginning. It was a time when it was totally isolated, right, without any, and it cannot be an isolated time for that to work.
So if one had done it in reverse order, use permitted first, and then ran out of that and use the order.
That's a good question. I don't know the answer. I would think it's still usher.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't it be equally usher?
I think it's still usher because at the finishing part with only usher. So I would assume it's also usher. I don't know if your notes say anything about that.
No.
But I would assume it's usher.
And is there a question of
because they're not the same time?
Whether it was cooked sufficiently for eating from the permitted.
Doesn't food. Matter, but you did enough that on its own it got it to a certain point, 50%, whatever. Doesn't have to be edible. It alone benefited you. The only time you say zev is zev is when they're both at the same time. Let's do one more. This is a very difficult Rambam. This one. These others were easy. Okay. Nitiya shel orla. Let's say have saplings of orla. Shinis arva benitiyos. They got mixed up with other saplings of regular kosher saplings. Or v'chein aruga shel kila kerem, or a whole row of prohibited kili hakerem got mixed up by arugos with other rows. And you don't know which rows which saplings which. All right? So what do you do? And now it's harvest season. So what do you do? Hareza locate lechachilim gol. First of all, initially we let you collect everything. Even if you don't know what's going on yet, we allow you to collect everything. Okay? Now, you might, and we might have thought maybe this is something like being mevatel iser lechatchila. Maybe you're like initially nullifying something to begin with, because they seem to be a little bit separated, and now you're pulling them together. Maybe you're nullifying it, you might think. We say, no, we don't concern that at all. But let's see what's going to happen now. So now when you finish collecting it all, now you make a cheshbon. How much do you got? Let's say you count it all up, and you have 201 saplings. So now, or more. So what do you have? You know you had one usher sapling. You know you have a 200-to-1 ratio. Right? Now you don't know which one is the usher one, but you know you have a 200-to-1 ratio. Or let's say with the rows. When you collect all the rows, you have aruga b'masayim aruga. So you have a total of 201 rows that you collected. Well, if you have enough, then what do we say? Hare kol ha'nilkat mutter. Then everything you harvested, you may keep it because it's been nullified in 200. But what if it's less than that? Call a nil cut osir. Everything is osir. Now here's the tricky question and the tricky answer. Why do we initially let him collect it all? Really, according to law, we should prohibit everything. Now, they say because perhaps we should have made a decree that maybe the guy's going to try to trick us and mix in other ones. I don't know why, where they're coming out from, right? But he seems to think that if we would allow him to collect it, then people would think to do other worse things. That maybe he'll try, once I can put things together, maybe I'll throw in a few more to nullify it. Because I already can, I'm kind of taking it out, you know what I mean? So maybe it should be all usher, right? Until he goes out of his way, the yotzianity, and take out the particular one that he knows. Varuga sur, the particular role that he knows. Otherwise, we shouldn't allow it. Because maybe the guy, less, will make a decree, the guy will do some tricks. So, yeah, I don't get the answer. He's gonna say no. See, the answer is no. Shadabra chazak, we are sure no one's gonna do this. There's no reason to make such a decree. Shein adam oser karma negas. Nobody would ever prohibit his vineyard by planting one in. If he knew about it, he would take it out. It seems that the decree might be, if we allow the guy to collect it, maybe one day he'll just plant orla right in there, knowing he can collect it afterwards. So we're saying nobody would do it. Now, I think they're saying, I could be wrong, that we're afraid to let the guy collect it. Because if we allow him to collect it all, well, what would stop the guy from, when he has it all there, to go plant an usher one right in there, so he'll have an extra one?
Maybe the ratio is so high.
You know what I mean? Because if you can collect it, then what's to stop a guy who has a big field to go plant some usher ones, knowing they're going to be nullified? So we say, you know, it's a chazaka, no Jew's going to do that, lechatchila. No one's going to want to do that.
It's not worth it for 100.
It's not worth it. You already have 200.
So high. Like it's
so that's what the answer is. Such a good answer. I don't understand the question. You know, but that's what he says. All right, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we're going to get to cheese making.
Cheese.
And maybe we'll finish the barrack tomorrow. Maybe we'll finish. Okay, shkoyach, guys.